Hey everybody, this is Joseph Pacek of BarnBurner.ca, and welcome to the BarnBurner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, Fire Up Show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSC Sports app, and download our app, the BarnBurner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search BarnBurner, download it today. Welcome to a Sunday night football preview of NFL Blitz with Eric Cohen. Sunday night, we got, well, a doozy if you're going to say this, Eric, and you know, these two teams always battle out in the NFC East. Philadelphia and Dallas must win games for both teams. It's in Dallas. Dallas favored by 3. Who you got?
Very tough game, Joel and Joe, because neither team's playing the way they want to play. Both teams really embarrassed themselves last week. I mean, the Eagles getting blown out in Minnesota. That was an embarrassing loss after, you know, they had a player call out Kirk Cousins, and Cousins goes off and just absolutely destroys them, and, you know, Brown ends up getting cut. So, you know, the Eagles, they were big talkers last week and didn't walk the walk after talking the talk. And as far as the Cowboys go, I mean, that 3-0 start is a thing of the past. They've been an absolute train wreck for three straight weeks, losing back-to-back games to the Packers, and then, you know, the Saints, and then, of course, last week embarrassing themselves, going to New York and losing to the previously winless Jets. So both teams need to win. Both teams 3-3. Both teams will lead the division with a victory. So I think it's going to be a very close game. I don't think the Eagles are intimidated to go into Dallas. Dallas doesn't seem to have much of a home field advantage in Jerry's world because they just haven't established any type of home field dominance since that stadium was built. So I think it's a close game, so I'll take the underdog, and I'll take the Eagles plus the 3.
And by the way, the 3 consecutive wins by Dallas to start the year against the Giants, against the Washington Redskins, and against the Argos, Miami Dolphins.
Well, right, you know, yeah, they beat bad teams. They probably should have beat a bad team last week in the Jets and fell behind, and, you know, Sam Darnold had his way with them.
Because the next couple weeks for the Giants, they got a bye week next week, November 4th, Monday night in New York to take on the Giants, then at home to play Minnesota, in Detroit, in New England, then they play Thanksgiving against Buffalo, and then in Chicago and versus the Rams. So
that's
like,
tough schedule for the Cowboys.
Yeah, so the Cowboys, you know, got to win this one. It's a must win. But Eric, tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
I'll say this, too. If the Cowboys get blown out, Jason Garrett might get fired. You can follow me at Real Eric Cohen.
It's about time. It's about time.
Yeah, Cowboys fans, they've already started a GoFundMe page. They're willing to pay out the rest of his contract if Jerry Jones will just axe the coach.
And who can he put in his place, then?
Well, I heard Eric Cohen's a very sharp football mind, but I don't think it, you know.
That must be the imposter Eric Cohen, not like the real Eric Cohen. All right. Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're welcome, Joe.